The Justice Department said today that it will investigate the Minneapolis Police Department. Attorney General Merrick Garland says he wants to address potentially systemic policing issues after the death of George Floyd.
Most of our nation's law enforcement officers do their difficult jobs honorably and lawfully. I strongly believe that good officers do not want to work in systems that allow bad practices.
Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin was found guilty of murder yesterday after he kneeled on the neck of George Floyd. And our next guest says by doing that, Chauvin set policing back a decade. Lorenzo Boyd is a criminal justice professor, former sheriff's deputy, and a police consultant and trainer. Lorenzo, welcome back to Here and Now.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
What message did that verdict send to rank and file police officers around the country yesterday?
I think that the guilty verdict on all counts is a huge win for policing across this country, because most police officers are good people that really want to make a difference in their community. And this was a black eye on policing across the nation. And this actually gives police officers the chance to say, that's not us, and help police officers reengage with the community. So this was a good verdict for all.
Do you believe that police departments and police officers around the country are actually having that conversation today, whether it's formally or informally, or is it just business as usual?
Well, it depends on the department. Most police departments around the country are not a major department like Boston, New York, or Philly. Most police departments are really small that may have 10, 12, 20 people in it. The progressive departments are absolutely having this conversation because they're forced into it, because the police are thrust into the national spotlight again. So they don't want this type of negative press. So most departments are having this conversation.
You know, I hear you that most police officers are going to say that what Chauvin did was wrong and that he should have been served justice, that he was a bad apple. I wonder, though, if you don't worry that police departments and individual officers will use that as an excuse not to lift the mirror in front of their own face and fail to focus then on deeper systemic reforms that the policing system needs in this country.
Well, let's unpack that a little bit, because I would stop just short of saying this was justice. This was clearly accountability. Justice would be something that would help bring, you know, make somebody whole again. We can't bring back George Floyd. So having said that, there's definitely some officers that still believe in the us versus them mentality through no fault of their own, because we haven't changed the way we've done police training in about 110 years since we ushered in the era of professionalism in policing. So it's still the us versus them, and there's still a bunch of people that said that could have been me and we need to stand by and protect the other officer. But the officers that say that aren't looking at the totality of what's going on. So if we can get people to take more of a national view, even though policing is amazingly local, they would say, you know what, we need to make sure something like this doesn't happen again.
And the day after George Floyd was murdered by Derek Chauvin, the police department issued a very vague press release that said a man had died, and this is a quote, after a medical incident during police interaction. It was at the very least a gross underrepresentation of the truth. It said nothing about Chauvin's knee on Floyd's neck. And, you know, if we didn't have that bystander video, we might actually never know what happened to George Floyd. So what is it going to take, do you think, to close the trust gap between police departments and the communities that they serve?
Well, the one thing that's going to solve that is reimagining training. The buzzword is we want to reimagine policing, but for me, we need to go even further than that, because putting good people in a bad policing system is problematic. We have to have a holistic approach to training the police, and there are four elements that we need. One is we need to increase levels of compassion. Two, we have to increase levels of empathy. Three, we have to increase critical thinking skills and have the police become problem solvers. And number four, we have to increase communication, because a good police officer avoids using force through effective creative communication. If we go that way and start training the police differently and they stop viewing these citizens as potential suspects if they start trying to work with the police. I think that's a pathway forward, but we certainly have to reimagine training and stop putting good people in bad situations.
Lorenzo Boyd, criminal justice professor, former sheriff's deputy, and police consultant and trainer. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having me.